Hey everybody, welcome to your Gold Members podcast for today. I'm going to spend a couple minutes today and talk about activation of meridians and activation of pressure points. When you hit a pressure point, it takes roughly a 20th of a second for the brain to respond to the strike, because the signal has to go from the point up to the brain and then back down to the point again, right? And that travels in about a 20th of a second. Now, that will also depend on the condition of the person. That's just an average. If someone has been drinking a lot, they're slower to react to it because the water content of the body has been dried out by the alcohol. Right? When you have a hangover, as an example, it is because the volume of water in your brain has been reduced. That's what the headache is from. That's why you can quell a hangover by drinking a large quantity of water. Right? Now, the water, of course, may make you sick, and then you just start all over again, but you need to rehydrate the brain. And that is also true for response time to different things. Right? And you will always do better doing any kind of a knockout, a neurological knockout, whether it be a touch knockout or a no-touch knockout, if you are also properly hydrated, right? That you have a better energy flow in your body. When you are dehydrated, you will find all sorts of problems doing things very well. Right? But that brings me to my next step in this, which is the meridian triple warmer. Triple warmer will become active no matter what pressure point on the body is struck. And that comes in very handy, especially in your first couple of years of training in Kyusha, because you know that you always have a fire meridian that is active. Now, the reason it becomes active is it is triple warmer, not only is connected to the three regions of the body controlling the body temperature, which is where its name comes from, but it is also directly linked to the endocrine system, which is the hormonal system in the human body. And you cannot hit somebody and not get an emotional reaction. Right? Now, it will vary in intensity. The harder you hit somebody, the better an activation you will get on triple warmer. But I'm getting an activation on your triple warmer right now while you're listening to this. Because everything that happens, it involves some type of a hormonal response to it, right? The pharmacy is working all the time. The hypothalamus is just going crazy, nonstop, all the time you are awake and part of the time when you are asleep, right? So you can keep that in mind, that even if you miss the point, you still have triple warmer. Okay? Now, if you hit the point and you hit the point well, you will get a better activation on it because there will be a larger hormonal release from the various glands that release them. Quite often, a good strike will kick up testosterone too, right? Depending on the person. Now, that is, of course, both sides of the body the triple warmer becomes active on, and it will stay active for at least 20 minutes with a decent hit. But that's true of all the meridians. If you get a half-decent hit on a pressure point, you're going to have that meridian on that side of the body for about 20 minutes. You will also have it on the other side of the body, but in a very, very low level, unless it is a specifically something like an alarm point or something like that. Right? Because an alarm point is a totally different idea. But if you need to or you wish to seek double activation, it's not hard to do that. Just go back to the attack along the meridian principle and switch sides of the body as you're doing it. Anyways, that's it for today's podcast. Just a quick one. Keep on going, and don't forget to send me any questions you have. Ciao for now.